Chapter 6. The Great Banquet. At 1 o'clock, there was a knock on Tom's door in the palace. A servant came into the room.
"Are you ready for lunch, sir?"
the servant asked.
Yes, said Tom.
But the servant looked at him carefully.
"But you aren't wearing your lunch clothes, sir," he said. "You usually wear different clothes for lunch."
"Of course," said Tom. "Tell me, what do I usually wear for lunch?"
The servant went to the wardrobe room and chose some very fine clothes. Tom liked them, and he started to get dressed.
Sir,
said the servant,
"I usually help you to get dressed."
"Okay,"
said Tom. He did nothing, and the servant helped him. He put on a beautiful white shirt and a small red jacket. It took a very long time, but Tom was happy with these clothes. Then Tom followed the servant through the palace. They went to a very big room with lots of tables. Tom sat alone at one of them, and 10 servants stood behind him. The servants put lots of plates of food on the table, and then they waited. It was very quiet. Tom did not understand what was happening. He was hungry, and he wanted to eat.
"Is anybody going to eat?"
he asked.
"But only you eat, sir,"
said one servant.
"Oh, of course," said Tom.
He picked up a cup, but a servant stopped him.
"Sir,"
said a servant,
"the servant of the cup will help you. He puts water in your cup." "Oh, yes," said Tom.
The servant of the cup put water in Tom's cup. There was a plate with lots of green leaves on it.
"What is this?"
Tom asked.
"It is salad, sir,"
said a servant.
"What is salad?"
asked Tom.
Green leaves, sir,"
replied the servant. Tom did not think it looked very nice. He decided not to eat it, and he took some meat. Another servant stopped him. The servant had to cut the meat into little pieces for Tom. Then Tom ate it with his fingers. The servants watched Tom. They were sad because they thought the prince was ill. The prince usually loved salad, and he never ate with his fingers. There were some nuts on a plate. Tom wanted to eat the nuts, but he did not want the servants to watch him. He put some nuts in his pocket.
"I will eat them later," he thought.
Then Tom had an itch on his nose.
"I'm sure a prince doesn't scratch his own nose," he thought.
He tried not to think about it, but the itch got worse and worse. He did not know what to do.
"My nose itches," he said. What must I do?
The servants looked at each other. They did not know what to do. There was no servant for scratching royal itches.
Please, continued Tom, I don't like having an itch on my nose.
The servants did not move. They were all worried and looked at each other. After a few minutes, Tom could not wait.
I'm sorry,
he said, and he scratched his nose himself. When Tom finished eating, the servants brought a bowl of water. It was for Tom to wash his fingers in. Tom did not know the reason for the bowl of water. He picked the bowl up and he started to drink from it. The servants were very surprised.
This doesn't taste very nice, he said. It needs more salt.
The servants looked at each other again. Then Tom stood up, but another servant stopped him.
The Lord Protector always takes you back to your room,
said the servant.
Oh, yes,
said Tom. But really, he did not understand.
Call the Lord Protector,
said the servant to another servant.
Call the Lord Protector,
the other servant shouted to another servant.